Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Season 5, episode 41. We have, if we're going off for 52 regular Raws.
I think there's 50 this year because they skipped those 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. So only nine more?
Yeah. Ew. Time's a ticking. They say it goes by quick, but when you got a time machine, it goes by way quicker.
Yeah, I think. Was it a few episodes ago we were talking about? Oh, yeah, you went back for some reason, like mid episode, voted.
Well, yeah, to vote.
It was election day. Yeah.
Oh, you went now?
Yeah.
Well,
I saw the outcome.
I better go vote.
And I'm thinking if everybody else has time machines, they can go back and vote to stop what could have happened
or did happen. We'll see. You know what they say, one vote never changed anything. So
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, at night, right.
Really, knowing
I know that. You just did it because your wife was like, oh, yeah, you better go do this. And like, oh, no, I did. I promise. Yeah. And she was pulling up the data, public record, and all that. And she didn't see your name. You're like, oh, no, I must see I lost. Yeah. And then you went back and did it. And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, married life is tough, you know.
Yeah, I mean, women ruin everything. What do you want me to do?
Chicks ruin everything.
They do.
Hashtag chicks ruin everything.
Yeah.
Hashtag add us on Instagram with the hashtag chicks ruin everything to give us your story about how chicks ruin everything.
Yeah, we should almost do a segment about instead of a can story, just how did a chick ruin your day or week this time? I got one. Yeah. We were partying, right?
Yeah, we were partying.
And you know, the old lady, they didn't want us to party no more. Yeah, that's they're notorious for that.
Was that the other night when you were out with GB?
Oh yeah, chicks ruin everything. Yeah. No, that was my day two bender, and there's no talking to me on that.
Ah,
yeah. Once I'm in my way.
Once you almost bang GB, probably no reasoning with you anymore at that point.
I don't think anyone wants to after I'm that close. Yeah.
Shout out to GB. Let's talk Nation of Domination.
Yeah.
We got a Nation of the Domination coming out to address the racism in the WWF.
Yeah, we're getting back
here
to
in
that.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, famous Tulsa. It was like a big racist thing that happened in Tulsa. And it was like a massacre at like the college which had to do with the racism.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm not going to look it up in honor of Klaus, so we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, some bad shit went down. Yeah. Bad shit does go down. Speaking of racism, though, what I was joking about last week actually ends up happening. So, yeah, Vince is talking to Farouk. I know, right?
It's like,
everyone's like, dude, that's racist. Future. Don't say that. I'm like, but if it happened, I need to
cover it. You mean everyone or me? Am I everyone now? Everyone's like, no, don't talk about it.
Everyone,
who's talking about it besides me?
Everyone is everything. It reminds me of a song from Lost. You are everybody.
Lost?
You remember the Lost? The show?
The show Lost.
Yes.
We've talked about that on this before.
Okay, a couple of times. Great show. But remember the guy's a rock star? And it like goes back to them playing?
The Hobbit is a rock star.
I don't know.
Yeah. Meriwether Brandy Book.
That's over my head, so.
From The Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Well, I figured
one of the Hobbits.
Oh, is that? Is
playing
he
the musician guy.
Oh.
Who was doing heroin in the bathroom.
Yes, You Are Everybody.
Yeah.
That's the song. Oh, you are everybody.
And
that's
I
the only
a Hobbit.
I don't think they said that.
Well, he was a Hobbit, though. Not Penny's Bow, not Penny's
either
boat.
Way, yes. You are everybody.
Well, I think it really does... really apply to this episode. Because if we all thought that way, there wouldn't have been the misunderstandings that clearly happen here very soon. And you'll notice a theme here, I think, with the last episode, too. All the cool, exciting stuff happens at the beginning. And it gets progressively worse versus it kind of starting slow and getting better.
But please stay tuned to the end of the episode because I'm in this weird promo, so you got to stay for that.
It's like, oh, man, this is really boring. And then you're like, what the
fuck? Like, oh, main event, cool. I'm like, oh, this is normally ends at the end of the match. And then we get a little word with Ahmed, and it's worth.
I don't know which one of us is going to do that impression, but.
I have to put it there. So, yeah, you're right. I can't do it. So, back to the racism here in the WWF. Farouk is trying to figure out what's going on, alluding to some of the racial slurs that were written inside their locker room. And we do get to see The Rock, a little bit of new attire, a big R on his shirt.
He looks like Team Rocket.
From Pokemon.
Jesse and James.
Yeah.
Meowth, that's right.
Yeah, that is right.
You know that D-Lo's the Meowth of the Nation of Domination?
Yeah, he totally is. Or when Owen becomes part of the Nation of Domination.
Yeah, he's more like the Wobbuffet. Remember Wobbuffet? You didn't watch like a little bit after the first season of Pokemon? So all of you guys who are normal people, you'll appreciate this. He's like Wobbuffet. So basically, they do their whole thing, and Meowth, you know how he would be, Meowth, that's right, at the end, Wobbuffet would just pop out of his Pokeball and go, Wobbuffet. Dude, it's great. It's fucking Owen when he's an NOD member. That's why they call Bill Owen.
He just comes out, wow, kiss my friend.
well.
Yeah. So, Rocket's on the mic, and let me pick your brain on this. Probably the best.
Actual best Rock promo so far we've seen. Yeah.
This is very The Rock.
He says, shut your mouth. Know your role, Jabroni. Yeah. I don't know if he says
that. We always got this little diluted version of, like, The Rock, you know, and this was pretty much, this is a really good promo by him. So, he is. I mean, we're right there. We only have a few episodes left until 98, so he's almost right there in almost full form. But Farouk calls them out, the Hart Foundation, for the racial slurs that they're writing in the locker room, and the Hart Foundation music hits. And Brett goes, first off, brothers.
Whoa. Whoa, but it's okay because he's from Canada and there is no racism in Canada. We like you whether you're brown or black or yellow. We don't care what you look like. It's based on what you have inside that counts.
And inside you is a BBC.
Right. If it's that
so
time of
you're
month.
All the same color.
Mm-hmm. We're all red on the inside. What's red? Black and white and red all over.
Do I go with the traditional newspaper?
Oh, is it a newspaper? I thought it was a book. I would say book. But newspaper
red
works.
All over. Because the newspaper is more distributed than just one set book.
But you read all over the black and the white.
Oh, and red. I thought of it as like red all over, like it's like, red over there.
Well, a book could also be read all over.
Sure, the Bible, maybe.
Yeah, the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. The Playgirl by Shawn Michaels. Wow, pretty sure those are dude magazines. So, Brett says that, Farouk, relax, brother. I'm pretty sure DX is behind this. And I think he might be right. But Shawn, with DX...
in China...
with China are on the Jumbotron, and Triple H says that the N-word was pretty
not all bad, but they go on to a lot of different levels of how kind of screwed. It's like, yeah, well, the Hart Foundation, they were too busy wearing their white sheets on their head, and their grand wizard Bret Hart was wearing his white sheet on his head because he's a KKK member. And they're really hammering this down. And yeah. they're like, yeah, by the way, NOD, you know what they wrote in your locker room? The N-word. And that's all it needs to set them off, obviously, because Robert called it last episode that they probably wrote the N-word in there. And I didn't think that. I was like, how do you even know? But Wrestle Vessel coming through again.
Yeah.
I heard that's why you voted how you did. And I appreciate it. And so then NOD storms, the Hart Foundation just starts pummeling them, and for some reason it ends. I don't think I saw how it ended.
Yeah, there wasn't, for the N-word being used, it didn't seem like they really gave a fuck.
Right, and that's exactly they what you said when you voted. Ah, dude, you are, you know, you're doing something right.
Just like Brett, they respected me for it. All right, somebody we haven't seen in quite some time, Goldust with Marlena versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley himself, Triple H. Marlena is coming out with that same brick purse. Rick Rude comes out and he introduces Triple H. And this is kind of weird we mentioned this. Triple H is coming out with his classical music, but they're like DX chopping, and it just doesn't fit.
And yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
I can't wait for his next song or the DX song. I don't know when that happens to DX. It's got to be soon. Like, Sean's only got really five good months left, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder, it had to have happened before he left. So it's coming soon, I think. Maybe everything's just starting 98, Jan 1, we'll see.
Yeah, Jan 1 for sure. New year, who dis? So Sean is already out, so he is going to join us here on commentary. And back to the match, Goldust versus Triple H. Goldust gets kicked out of the ring, and our sign of the night.
This is a unanimous sign of the night, for sure.
Yeah, landslide victory. A guy also just wasn't holding it up. Made sure he got on TV. Just, excuse me, pardon me, just got to sneak through the aisle, which no one's got up at all during the entire event. And then
does anyone else have to use the bathroom?
Do we tell that story here?
We already have, I think.
Okay.
We've at least mentioned this a few times. But okay. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you weren't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Either way, you weren't either one of us. Sign of the night, and I'll just say it, and then we'll
put it back here, I'm sure.
Yeah. China has a sack.
I told Rob, I was like, how do they come up every week with funnier ways to say the same exact thing about China?
That she has male genitalia.
That she's a dude, or she's not a chick,
yeah,
or she bangs, I don't know, she's got a dick. China has a sack. Those four simple words speak volumes, and it might be the funniest sign we've seen.
Maybe someone's like, you know what?
That might be sign of the year.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It could be.
It could be. I mean, the year's coming up.
Yeah, we're going
to have to do a recap. Forget about all the signs of the night. China has a sack is definitely a good one, but imagine being like, oh, we got tickets, you know, it's in the fall. I'm like, I'm going to have a China has a dick sign. And then he's like, oh, that guy stole my ID. He's like, right, China has balls. Oh, next week, oh, that guy stole my ID.
Doesn't have a vagina.
Oh, yeah. Clever enough. Yeah, I would have never thought about that one. So either way, back to the match. Goldust goes for a bulldog, which he has won by in the past here. But Triple H kicks out. Goldust throws Triple H out of the ring, and Triple H is met with Marlena, and Marlena hits Triple H with not one, but two smacks. Inside the ring, Goldust.
No, it was good.
Okay. Thanks. Goldust has that purse. Marlena's brick-shaped purse.
But like I said, not always a brick in a gold purse.
Not only, but brick-shaped purse.
It is a brick-shaped purse.
Yes. Could be a body bag.
But if you think about it, most purses are brick-shaped.
This is true. Bricks do come in different sizes.
Sometimes shapes.
And they're also made of what again?
Ooh, what was it?
Shale. Bricks are made of shale. The more you know. We are an educational podcast. So China sees the purse behind Goldust's hands, takes it, and ends up hitting Goldust with that purse. Triple H gets in the ring, pedigree for the win, and I know we got to keep keeping count on this. 0-2 for clean wins for Triple H.
Yeah, I think it's going to be easy.
We'll just count the one when we see it. Yeah.
What was our over-under, though? We'll have to listen back to that. I think, what did I say, 20?
And it was like entire career. Yeah. And I'm like, that can't be right.
I think it was under 100, for sure.
Under 100, for sure. Yeah, I think so.
We'll have to listen back. But, yeah, I mean, we're already starting off great.
Yeah. Let's pick Jim Cornette's mind while we're out here, right? Ooh,
Cornette's Corner?
I don't think they've said that, but
I think it's a better name than whatever they have.
I'm Jim Cornette.
And it's my corner.
And that's my opinion. Instead of like, and that's my 2 cents. And that's just,
And that's Cornette's the way corner. The cookie crumbles.
Yeah, that would have been so lame. He's just spitting facts all day. He goes, I'm Jim Cornette, and I'm all that in a bag of chips. Just something so fucking stupid. Either way, we'll call it Cornette's Corner. We got to go back in time and give that idea. And what's he talking about? He's basically shitting on all the quote-unquote icons over in WCW at the moment. Basically, they're all washed up, and they couldn't really wrestle to begin with.
Which, and they're all old, and they were great wrestlers 20 years ago. The only real good wrestler anymore is Shawn Michaels, but he's a piece of shit. It's basically what he says.
Yeah. Yeah. The only one that's, like, in-ring talent, but, you know, he's a pussy, and Bret Hart's a good technical wrestler, but he cries every time he's fucked over.
He's a big fucking crybaby. He's a goddamn hoser. Ooh. Sorry, excuse my language.
He's a brother.
No, he's not.
He's a brother.
He's a brother from another mother.
Owen's mother.
Oh.
What's his mom's name? We got Stu Hart.
Helen
Hart. Helen. Yeah. All right, speaking of Hart family, we got Owen Hart.
Louie.
All right, thank you. First, Ahmed Johnson. And interesting match. Owen is out of the ring. And while he's out there, Ahmed just rips apart the Canadian flag.
Oh, well, good American.
Yeah.
He is a real American.
Throw River Plunge for the win.
Wait.
NOD come out and they are watching at the top of the ramp. And my question to you is, are they there for Owen or are they there for Ahmed?
Owen, prospective member. Ahmed, former member.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just there because, I'm guessing they're there because DX put them on Twitter.
Could be.
Or they're there because Lil Oe probably wrote the N-word.
Very possible.
I'd say it was probably just one of his raps.
Yeah, that is true. Oe's not capable of that. He would just put like butt sniffer on there, right?
What are you saying?
You guys stink. Butt sniffers. Like that's his vocabulary then.
Why would the people who stink? Okay. You would think the people sniffing butts would know stunk more than the fact that the butt sniffers also stunk.
Yeah, you're right. He said the N-word.
Yeah.
Said it and it sprayed it.
It doesn't add up. You smelt it, you dealt it. That's what they say. So,
I'm Jim Cornette.
It is. Yeah, and I'm now to add a bag of chips.
Remember Ahmed end up running and getting tetanus? In his hand.
He's got the thing.
Still got the chaos, and Owen is putting his hand
in
the stairs and smashing it. I thought that was a cool spot, though.
Yes.
Either way.
Ahmed does get the upper hand here.
Yes. He hits the world's best spine buster, and I'll put that here.
It's not a spine buster, but like a spine foreplay. It's like a little, like, you know, just stroking the spine kind of thing. Like, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, imagine that's your spine. Can you put Owen's spine right there? No, don't do it. It's going to take you too much time.
Just a photo of scoliosis.
Goes to get up and do a Pearl River plunge. But
that's
all
right.
Of a sudden, our boy Stone Cold Steve Austin comes in from the crowd, lands a stunner on Ahmed, and
you want to just split this one?
No, you got it.
All right, thanks.
Loewy gets the dub. Is that what happens?
Yeah, DQ.
Oh, the ref sees it all?
Yeah.
That kind of would ruin it for you if you're the ref. So sometimes, you know, the ref doesn't pay attention.
Sometimes the ref does.
And this is one of those times. Shout out to whoever that ref was. So we've got Stone Cold really hammering, taking it to Will Owe. He's playing these mind games. Will Owe's got to be freaked out.
Yeah, when is Survivor Series? Or February 9th. Survivor Series?
So I think we got two more Raws.
Okay.
And there may be at least one, but I think two more.
It seems like we're just preserving these guys until Survivor Series.
Well, you got to keep it all together. And we know now that we have even something.
We got something new.
Huge. We didn't think it would happen. Ended disappointingly last year. This year.
One. Very, very disappointing.
We almost quit the podcast.
We almost quit the podcast.
We were so pumped. But I have high hopes for this. This one is less star-studded, which makes me think it's going to be more legitimate, more exciting, and you know, we could get some good matchups here. The new Karate Fighters Holiday Tournament for 1997 begins right now.
Let's go. We got the King versus the Kingston.
Brian Christopher. It just says BC for Brian Christopher. King versus his own son in the first round.
Allegedly his own son.
First round matchup. Can't write this stuff. King distracts Brian Christopher from the get and starts bam, 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 bam.
Boom, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Leg kick, I believe, for the win.
Boom, 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 boom. And he does get the upper hand. Brian Christopher does get a chance to come in and help, but not enough to knock his karate fighter off of the karate fighter thing. So
I'll put that tournament here, and I'll try to memorize some of the picks. Ones we
Can
got
we make
through
a pick here. Who do you think's going to win? So remember last year, Sonny, I think, lost in the championship, right?
They had somebody new
because
come
she
in.
Had right, right. It was the semifinals. Her and Sable, or her and someone. She had put gum on the bottom of her guy, so it wouldn't get knocked off.
Classic.
I know. So I'm kind of leaning towards her winning this. But I could also see it being King. I think it might be her King in the championship. I think that makes the most sense.
Can I pick the dark horse here?
Yeah.
Let me put the tournament back up here.
Yeah.
I'm picking Shrimp Scampi.
Oh.
I don't know who the fuck that is. But
Hey, I like Shrimp Scampi. I'll give you a 2-1 odds on that one.
Okay.
If he wins, I'll do two shots. If I'm going to go with King to win. Okay. No, I'm going to go with Sonny to win.
Okay.
Sonny, my final answer. If Sonny wins, one shot for you.
Yes.
If Shrimp Scampi wins, I'll do two.
Two shots. Can I pick my other backup one so we can go
one
and one?
Are we doing backups then?
I'll do one and one. Well, I mean, King and Sonny's obviously. I could see either one of those. I want to pick one that's probably not favorable to win.
You already did.
I want to pick it.
Shrimp Scampi that nobody's ever heard of? Oh, yeah, I don't
want to. I was going to pick Doc Hendricks, but.
Oh, Doc Hendricks. Yeah. I don't think he's winning.
But then give me both. Give me both, and you'll do two, because neither one of us are winning. If either one of
you want Doc Hendricks or Shrimp Scampi, then I want King.
Because those are the obvious ones.
Oh, you want me to pick
They're literally going to play each other, I'm pretty sure, the way that the bracket
I know, goes. Exactly. Yeah. It's definitely going to work out that way.
I'm all in on Shrimp Scampi, though. Right, I can't
let's
do it. Down.
That's it. That's the move. All right. You guys swipe up, give us your picks.
Let us know.
And let us know what you think. Hashtag Chicks Run Everything, too.
Yep, also that. Mankind, in-ring interview with JR.
Mankind's back, pissed at Uncle Paul.
Yeah, very mad.
He thought they had an amicable departure.
Yeah.
But no.
A little bit of a treaty.
He says Kane after Dude Love. Dude Love's just a kid from the streets trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
Mankind's like, well, I'm going to make your life's living hell. I'm going to fuck you up, Kane.
Commissioner Slaughter comes out and says, not only are you not mentally fit to wrestle.
What's that supposed to mean?
Makes no sense.
They're letting a guy with three personalities. They signed all three of his personalities separately to matches. And they're like, look, dude, you're a little too unstable for us.
Yeah, coming from the organization that had a guy named Psycho Sid.
Yeah, they busted him out of the psycho ward just to wrestle a match for a guy who was crazy himself and didn't even show up anymore. Remember Ultimate Warrior? Thank God we're so far past that stuff.
Yeah, fuck Ultimate Warrior. Either way, he says, not only are you mentally unstable, but Kane is just way too fucking big for you to wrestle.
This guy beat The Undertaker like 5 times last year. Yeah. He's a little bit bigger than The Undertaker. I get it. But come on. Come on, Sergeant Slaughter. Stop being such a bitch.
Yeah, stop being a bitch. It's basically what Mankind's saying in his head while he gives him the goddamn mandible claw.
Easiest guy to mandible claw ever. He's already asking for it with his underbite. Right?
Such big mandible.
Yeah, his mandible is begging to be clawed.
It's like when people are like accused of rape or whatever. Like, what would she wear? He was asking for it.
It's never an actual excuse, guys. No matter what a chick is wearing.
Yeah, because they're
never good to rape.
No, but they ruin everything. That's what we're voting for.
They do ruin everything, but don't rape them.
All right. Not even halfway through the Raw, and we get a title match, baby.
It's the second title match.
The title match.
Oh, yeah. Well, we already had Intercontinental. Now we get a WWF Championship match.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Hart, Ken Shamrock, most dangerous man in the world.
All right, and this wrestling for the first probably 10 minutes is just a lot of technical stuff. A lot of submissions from both wrestlers. Don't make it sound bad. Well, it gets good.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. You're the guy who wants good matches, and then, like, come on. It was good. They were good.
Yeah, I mean.
You got to like that.
Yeah.
What are we doing it for if you don't like the technical wrestler?
I just don't need a million arm drags.
They did leg drags.
It was mostly leg drags, I know. All right, Brett does.
You they both have it. Leg submissions, so they're working the leg.
Yeah, yeah. It's storytelling. I know. You guessed it, guys. Brett hits that figure four on the ring post. And Brett continues to work on Shamrock's legs for a little bit, and Brett gets thrown into the stairs. Now, Earl, outside the ring, is trying to get Ken Shamrock. Let's get this guy. This was such a good match before. Two good technical wrestlers. Let's get in the ring. Let's get in the ring. Come on, Ken. And Brett throws a chair in the ring.
Uh-oh. That's not allowed.
Mm-mm. Brett goes to pick up that chair, but he's stopped by Shamrock's foot. So now Shamrock's standing on the chair, so he can't use it. And Shamrock starts attacking Brett there. Now, Brett, middle of the ring, attempts the sharpshooter. Shamrock goes to reverse it. Boom. The ref is knocked out. Boom. Shamrock hits him in the ankle lock. Bret Hart is freaking tapping out.
Talk about a screw job. Where's Ken Shamrock's title? Why don't you put the title on Shamrock right now? He solved this whole problem. Then there's no Montreal screw job. There's no problem.
It's an Oklahoma screw job, really. It's
an Oklahoma City screw job.
Or
no, they're not there.
Tulsa?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa screw job. That Tulsa. Sounds like a special at a truck stop.
Yeah. Tulsa screw job?
Yeah.
You go in the bathroom, put your dick in that hole. Let me get a Tulsa screw job.
Yeah, it comes out a little mangled, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah. You get what you pay for.
It looks like the rotisserie hot dog that's been on for 9 hours still spinning. Oh,
but it tastes good. You know
it's,
what I mean?
It's the flavor is there. The best but one. You're not picking that out of they a sea of
when you suck them. Like Ballpark Franks.
Brett's tapping. But the ref is not conscious for this, so Brett uses the chair against poor Ken Shamrock. And then Brett goes to set up that sharpshooter, and Shawn Michaels comes out and meets him with a sweet chin music. Ken Shamrock sees this. Ken thinks, you're doing me absolutely no favors.
And he just screams.
Yeah. Shamrock does, like, just...
He's kind of insane.
It retards strength. It just starts beating the shit up, Sean. Yeah.
Whoa.
Is what it was.
Whoa.
It's better than saying knuckleheads.
You hoser.
Yeah. All right, DX and the Hart Foundation come out, and there's a huge kerfuffle. Eventually, the refs break this up, and no winner whatsoever. No contest.
No contest, and the beat goes on.
Okay. New Blackjacks. Last time we saw them, we knew that they were action figures.
They're just kind of a regular Blackjacks now, wouldn't you think? They've been around long enough.
Yeah, but there was the old...
No, I get it. It was a joke.
And then there was a new...
Age.
Outlaws?
Oh, no. I like to see what you did there. Mm-hmm. They're not quite calling themselves that, but the badass so Billy Gunn.
Old
the
age.
The road dog, Jesse James.
Yo ass would have paid somebody.
And the chicks would beat us.
So I had this teacher.
So, Billy Gunn and Road Dogg come out. A lot of talking from Road Dogg. They walk out. They got this match. A little back and forth action. Blackjacks are actually landing some good offense here. But Billy gets outside the ring when he's not the legal man. Get an Irish whip to one of the Blackjacks. As he hits the rope, Billy hits him in the back with a chair.
Ooh.
Road Dogg gets a quick pin. 1, 2, 3. Road Dogg and Jesse James get the win. Then Blackjacks are beating him up because they're obviously mad.
Okay.
Godwin's come out to help Billy Gunn and Road Dogg.
Big kerbopple there.
Yeah, a little bit of a kerbopple. Then Billy Gunn and Road Dogg are fucking up the Blackjacks' hats. And then the headbangers come to kind of save the day.
Yeah, Vince is devastated by that.
Right? He's like, oh my God, look what they're doing to their heads. They're smashing them over at the ring post and punching holes in them. And then they all come.
Another man's hat.
Yeah, they save the day. They mentioned it's going to be a 4-on-4 match, one of the elimination style matches at Survivor Series between Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, and the Godwins versus the new Blackjacks and the Headbangers. Not excited for this at all. But as they're walking out of the ring, they're messing with the broken hats, and Billy and Vince is like, oh my God, look what they did to those hats. He brings it up again. And it seems like it's going to come back, and maybe it will later. But that is, we got another Survivor Series match now, so it's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the prediction of this episode of that one.
Revenge of the Hat. That can go either way, but I'm going to say Billy got a Road Dogg off the mat. All right, JR is doing an in-ring interview with Paul Bearer and Kane, and Paul Bearer says that Mankind, you are just a pebble in Kane's path to destruction. And for you, dead man, he's going to make Undertaker's life a living that guitar riff just isn't sharp enough in the new in his music right now.
The thing is, it's like an organ. Or not to be confused with the state Oregon.
Not to be confused with Shawn Michaels' private parts, which we will see here in this backstage locker room interview. Yeah.
This is what we're here
not
for.
That
now
Oregon.
We don't have to pay for the Playgirl subscription.
No, you
can cancel my OnlyFans. I don't have to have it anymore.
He won't do it.
I'm going to do it, okay?
He won't do it.
I'm going to do it after this month, dude. It just renewed.
Yeah.
Jeez, wait, I got 28 days, dude. I'll delete it, I told you.
Just keep hitting refresh. It's not posting anymore. Come on. He always posts on the first, so you know you got to pay for that extra month.
Right.
All right, backstage interview. DX, and Rick Rude's doing all the talking here. He says that Shawn Michaels wants to talk to Bret face to face. And what does Shawn Michaels do when he says face to face? He
pulls
just
shows his ass
his
out.
Ass, and he just starts jumping up.
So they try to block it with the DX sign, and then he just jumps above it with his ass out. It's pretty hilarious. I can't believe anyone.
That's just preposterous.
I can't believe you. You're stable with $1 million.
So speaking of flashing people, your ass, we do get Flash Funk and Mark.
And no Funkettes.
And no Funkettes, but Sable. Ooh. Yeah, where are Funkettes at? You can't get two chicks to be roadies with you?
I guess not. That's why the WWF is so racist.
Yeah, that's probably
true. Sable and Sonny. and Marlena, but no black women. What's the problem there, Vince?
I feel like with Sonny, you need. I feel like with Sonny, you need Shiny. Because we had Cloudy.
Yeah, we did have Cloudy. Gray skies from Cloudy. What were the Funkettes name? By the way, it's just like.
I have no clue. We actually do get to see Mark Mero doing some high flying stuff. We covered that last week. Does
do kind of a moonsault type thing.
Yeah.
But not quite still himself.
No.
They mention it actually in the commentary here. So they're saying, yeah, he's kind of, they never really got him the paycheck back in the day. So now he's, which I think was the whole reason he got a paycheck. But now he's going to more striking, more power, more normal moves.
Yeah, he was the only high flyer back then. So.
Yeah. And so he gets punched. He punches Flash Funk in the dick, and gets the TKO for the win.
Yep. And another win for Mero. And I want to say that this is probably.
Didn't they say we were going to hear from Arlena about Brian Pillman?
Yeah.
And then we never did.
Yeah.
But we had this Ahmed promo at the end. No, we'll get to that. Sorry, but I just remembered that that was something we were looking forward to. Right. And we said,
yeah, because in my notes, I said the last time Flash Funk won was a bullshit roll up to Brian Pillman because Goldust. But yeah, they did say to Marlena, and we're going to talk to, and there's Marlena. We've seen her. She did 30 days, 30 nights with Brian Pillman. We're going to interview her about that. So what? Does she say that, oh my God, it was horrible. He was a rapist, whatever. Or is she going to be like,
really wish she hadn't died. I loved him.
Yeah.
What
good is this?
He is really Dakota's father.
I bet we don't see it. Because I bet they have some time to think about
dude, you're trying to cover up this murder, Vince. Why do you keep bringing him up? Out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. Let's go here.
Or they do an interview and she's like, yeah, he did so many drugs. Don't look into it. Shouldn't look into it at all. That's all he did the whole time. I escaped.
But we don't get any of that. So thank God. Thank God.
All right. Do we cover much on this Jeff Jarrett interview with Jim Ross?
We didn't cover anything.
I know, but
he says basically the same things that Jim Burnett was saying when he was the Bag of Chips. Jeff Jarrett, the dip here. And he says basically everyone in WCW is old, and it's not a young man's game, and I'm here to make a difference. And the interview is going to continue next week. Nothing really groundbreaking there. But it is interesting that they're throwing a lot of shade at WCW here all of a sudden.
Yeah, when do you think that Jeff Jarrett actually gets in the ring?
After Survivor Series, like either that Monday after or then. But they're building him up with the interview.
But what do you think he does? We talked about obvious thing to do.
I bet he wins the Intercontinental Championship at one point, maybe the European, but that's it. Okay. I know he doesn't win the WWF
title. No, of course not.
But I would say he's probably Intercontinental Champion for a bit. It's a few people over the head with a guitar.
But what do you think his first thing he does is? Obviously, he's
probably
going to
wrestle a match against Flash Funk.
That's probably balls on. Yeah. Or Brian Christopher or something.
No,
right?
They got the light heavyweight tournament coming up, so they can't put Brian Christopher against him right now. Brian Christopher.
I think the Road Dogg rival would be good. Bring back the song.
Yeah, I know. That's what we want. We never got resolution for that.
We didn't. We need closure.
Yeah, we do.
We need closure. All right. Speaking of Hoosiers, Los Boricuas.
You know how we said this episode gets worse? This is the main event. Los Boricuas.
But don't turn it off because we still got the Ahmed thing to cover.
Versus Legion of Dumination.
Road Dogg and Billy Gunn are sitting ringside for this.
And they got the new Black Jacks hats.
God, would you look at them. And here's Billy Gunn beating the shit out of a Black Jacks hat.
And they're wearing it, it's like a necklace with a little, just the hat part, and then the brim is around their neck.
Yeah.
And then the match starts, and they steal the shoulder pads of the Legion of Doom.
That's like,
so they're going for a whole outfit here, I think.
Stealing the shoulder pads of the Legion of Doom is like cutting Jim the Anvil my heart's goatee.
Yeah.
They're nothing without those.
No, right.
That's their whole character.
That's their gimmick. Well, that's it. Well.
Yeah, Will was a big part of it, but.
We don't have our shoulder pads anymore. So now our shoulders.
So now he's like,
are going to be so cold and unprotected from getting hit by people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
medulla
know.
Medulla oblongata. What's the shoulder?
You could say like deltoid or something. Yeah.
Our deltoids are cold.
Axillary is like under your armpit.
I don't think that's changing much. It's going to be less stinky.
Oh, yeah. and stinky. either way, Animal throw Miguel Perez against the ropes. And I guess Road Dogg is next to it. Does he accidentally?
He did the same thing he did to Jeff Jarrett. He said, but he was all shocked about it. He did the same thing.
Yeah, he didn't mean to do it or something.
Oh, my bad.
I don't get the
idea. I wasn't doing that on purpose. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We sorry. All right. This Ahmed thing, I'm just going to play it here.
But, I mean, I will say that the Legion of Doom wins. You didn't mention that.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Then they chase out.
They keep the title.
Chase Road Dogg and Billy Gunn out while they still have their shoulder pads on. And then they kind of run out a little girly way, and that's about it. But then, yeah. Then they show some stuff, highlights for next week. Looks like it could be a good Raw. And you get this Ahmed promo.
Right here.
Right now, for a word, Ahmed, who almost became Intercontinental Champion, your efforts thwarted again. What about it?
You've lost him. 3-16. What you did by putting your hands on me was entered the zone. My zone. See, my zone is kind of like an end zone. Once you're in there, you score. So you just scored on me. So now it's my turn to score on you. So Monday night, look out, because I'm Kevin the Gecko!
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That was weird. Who's this new Ahmed? And is he coming to get us? This is weird. His eyes.
Does this remind you of the Boogeyman?
I am the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you. Yeah, it does. He just doesn't have worms in his mouth. I got worms in my mouth, but don't call me a worm
mouth.
Peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head.
Strip by my nose, but don't call me a nose strip.
Oh! I'm a Johnson, but don't call me I'm a Johnson.
That's... Wow. You'll get it.
You'll get it in a few years.
You'll get it in a few years.
Like Andy Milonakis comes out.
Yeah. We never seen sketch comedy like that ever. All right, yeah, where does this go? A beef with Ahmed and Stone Cold? I don't know where any of this is going. I mean, we got to get past Survivor Series with the Montreal Screwjob. I guess Kane has this thing with Undertaker that's probably going to... Or Kane, Mankind.
That's that Survivor Series, too. Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm not like. You're I know the, we're so far in the 90s right here. These last two episodes, I'm not like.
See, well, I think there's just been like it was like five episodes where they have to put between Bad Blood and Survivor Series, so they're just trying to figure out shit to do.
Because I feel like everything's like left early, and they're like, "Ooh, how do we stretch this until Survivor?"
Or before Series? It was like, "Oh my God, it ended in the middle of this 80-hour Bret Hart promo," and they'd be like, "Oh well, sorry guys." You know, Sean, and then the episode would end. Like, he didn't even get into saying hyenas a couple times.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take what I can get. I'll take the weird Ahmed promo at the end, as long as it ends on time. Yeah. Right? And it's like, and this is what happened last week. I'm like watching a 14-minute recap. Mike, we missed all that because Brett was in a wheelchair talking.
That was such a sweet, sweet shit music then, too.
Yes.
But guys, 3 weeks of Bret Hart left. Two, maybe even.
Yeah.
We're getting down to it. And we've got about 4 months, 5 months.
Glad I got to see him say brothers.
Hey, brothers. Welcome to Clearwater. Welcome to Canada, brothers. I would just hope that you drive into Canada. That's just what it's a Bret Hart. It's the Hart Foundation. Welcome
you
to Canada.
You are now brother. Leaving Canada, hosers.
Hosers. I think we're on to some better stuff. I'm excited for this. And
absolutely.
One more in your house ever. We're going to be balls deep in the Attitude Era before we
die. What's the other in your house?
Degeneration X.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The December one. Then that's all the In Your Houses, so we got one more left.
They just call the In Your House Degeneration X.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, Sean ends up, I don't know, being commissioner for changing the name of that, but that's just a shitty name for it.
He does become commissioner in, like, a year.
I know. Well, I'm kind of over Sergeant Slaughter. Make sure to vote, guys, for your next commissioner. And kill the babies, don't kill the babies. I don't care.
Just vote, you know?
Just vote.
Although, by the time this airs, it'll be, you know, election season 2024. So still vote.
Still vote. Just, I don't care. Just protect the democracy.
Yes.
Good night.
And God bless democracy.